am so excited for you today because you're going to watch a program today with Marilyn and Sarah that's going to transform your life. I'm telling you, God is going to give you something of faith today that is not just going to work today. It's going to keep working and keep working and keep working. You say, you think miracles are not just a one shot? No, I think they're, I know. There's a miracle lifestyle for you. And I want to hear from you, and Sarah wants to hear from you in any of your special prayer needs. So pick up the phone and call and just leave your prayer request, because we have this wonderful prayer team who are there to minister to you. Now, they're not going to counsel you. This is prayer request, and they pray, and God answers the prayer. Is that awesome? And you have not because you ask not. I'm so delighted you're watching today, because this is the key to a miracle life. What happened to Moses when God said, "What's in your hand?" Well, he said, "It's a rod." But that rod became so miraculous that it literally changed a nation and released the Israelites, and they left in prosperity. And I don't know why this is so funny to me, but when they left, the Egyptians gave them all this wealth. And God gets them out into the wilderness. They're going to the promised land and says, "Okay, I want you to build me a church." And they build the tabernacle. And they have to build things with gold and with silver and with brass and linen and beautiful colors. And who provided for that tabernacle? The Egyptians paid for that first church. Because when you obey God, give what's in your hand into His hand, He'll use it and bless it and multiply it in ways that you cannot even imagine. And they were murmurers. And God even clothed them and took care of them. Imagine, their clothing didn't wear out. What if you didn't have a food bill for 40 years? God provided their food. What if you didn't have a water bill? He provided their water. What if you didn't have a clothing bill? And what about your wife buying all those shoes? It even said their shoes didn't wear out. So I'm thinking, my goodness, those shoes grew as the feet grew of those children. I know God has a miracle walk for you. I know He does things beyond what you can imagine or expect. So I want to talk to you about what's in your hand. You know, I look at Joseph of Arimathea. What was in his hand? He had a beautiful tomb. He had a beautiful tomb. And what did he do? He provided that tomb for Jesus, this very wealthy man. And what happened in the tomb? Well, it was empty because Jesus arose from the dead. And so we don't have a dead Savior, and we don't have a religion. We have a relationship because He's alive. He's not dead. But what if you had been the one who provided the tomb, and the tomb is empty, and all of the world would hear for centuries about the empty tomb and the resurrected one, and you're the one who provided that tomb? Well, that's what he had in his hand. Not everybody had that, but he had that to give. And so I want to tell you today, it's very important for you to give out of your hand. And I want you to call us today, and I want you to name something that you want to sow. Because remember, that seed of that tomb is still bringing forth fruit, because what you sow in God's kingdom continues to work and to work and to work and to work, and harvests come out of it. Because you see, you're not sowing in a natural kingdom. I like gardens. I don't have one now, but you know, you just got one harvest. But when you sow in the kingdom of God, you get many harvests out of the same seed. How awesome that is. So call us right now and sow a special seed, and give us your prayer request. You know, set goals on your seed. What are you believing for? Are you believing for a house? Are you believing for a car? I mean, God can take that seed and multiply it in ways that you cannot even imagine, beyond your imagination. And then I have something really special that I want you to have. It's a CD on what's in your hand, because today you're going to act in faith. You're going to say, God, what do you want me to sow? And you're going to listen to him. And he says, my sheep know my voice. You're going to call in and you're going to give your prayer request of what you're believing for and the seed that you're going to sow. That's so powerful, so important. And then I want you to ask for this CD. What's in your hand? Because this will keep you in faith as your various harvests keep coming in, keep coming in. Now, I want to tell you about a seed I sowed in Joyce Meyer's life. What? I love her ministry, and she is one of my partners. But I met her many years ago, and I sowed a seed in a church in St. Louis because this church was going to lose their building unless they came up with $60,000. And I called the pastor, I knew him, and said, let me come. Now, maybe it was 70. I think it was 70,000. I said, let me come. You just pay my expenses. I don't want an honorarium. And let me raise money. I believe I have faith for that amount for your sanctuary. So he said, okay, so what am I doing? I'm sowing a seed, right? And so, you know, I'm sitting on the front row and I'm praying, oh God, I want this sanctuary to be debt-free. I want this church to be blessed. And some people tapped me from behind, and I turned around, and Joyce Meyer said to me, you know, we're thinking about going on radio. This is my husband, Dave. Would you pray with us? And so I prayed that God would bless them and multiply. Now, that seed has brought a great harvest in my life because Joyce Myers is one of my wonderful partners. But what if I had said, no, I don't pray for people going in the ministry? Or what if when I heard about the crisis and we did get enough money to pay off his sanctuary, what if when I heard about it, I said, no, no, I'm too busy. I've got to take care of my own ministry. I can't take care of somebody else's. But look at that seed. I'm still getting harvest from it. So I want you to call in because who knows what God has for you? Who knows what that seed is going to produce and keep producing? This is an awesome, awesome thing that you are doing. Now, I want to talk about Elijah. You know, Elijah had a woman who really was gracious to him. And so when he would come through the area where she was, she would always feed him, was very gracious to him. And we see a similar story in Elisha's life. You know, she built a special room for him to stay in. Well, what's she doing? She's sewing. And, you know, she just gave what was in her hand. She was a well-to-do woman. And then he found out that she wanted a child, and he prayed for her, and God gave her a child. Now, I want to ask you something. If she had not provided the room, if she had not fed him, if she had not honored him, would she have reaped what she reaped? I don't believe so. And God gives us these opportunities, gave me that opportunity, you know, to sow in that life. And I have found this when I'm believing for a country I can't get in, they don't want me, blah, 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 I have such locked doors, I start sowing seed. And I sow seed and I sow seed. And I watch God open that door in the most miraculous way. A pastor who went to the Bahamas really started a church from a scratch, and he rented a hotel ballroom. And, you know, he asked the man who owned it, how much is this hotel worth if I wanted to buy it? And he said, well, it's worth $6 million. So he said, I began to sow seed, not take seed and put it away, but sow it. And I just looked for opportunities. And one day the man came, you know, he said, for my payment. And he said to me, you know, I'm old and I'm going to die. I'm in my 80s and I'm going to die. And I don't have anyone to leave this hotel to. So I'm just going to give it to you. And he gave him a $6 million piece of property. But what did the man do who got it? What did the pastor do? He sowed. When he found out it was $6 million, he started sowing. He could have gotten discouraged and said, $6 million, give me a break. I'll never get that. But he got the whole hotel. And his ministry is blossoming because he sowed seed. Have you called in? I want you to call in right now. I want the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Father, in Jesus' name, speak to every person what they should sow today for the vision and dreams that they have. In Jesus' name, amen. Call in. Tell them what you're believing for, because they'll pray for that too. They don't counsel. They'll pray. And then tell them the seed you want to sow, because we want to call in not just one harvest. We want to call in multiple harvests. You know, God said, surely blessing, I will bless you. Multiplying, I will multiply you. He didn't say I'll subtract. He said multiplying. And I can say, you know, God multiplies your seed and he brings harvest, but not just one, many. Expect now to receive.
Are you ready to get your faith propelled? Do you want to know what kingdom plans God has for you? Marilyn and Sarah's new CD and DVD combo resource, What's in Your Hand, will help you discover the simple secrets of using what's in your hand to bring multiplication into your life. For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Marilyn's three-part DVD and Sarah's CD set that gives you the keys you need for supernatural living and the tools to fight fear by using what God places in your hand. We will also send you Marilyn's Make Your Mark CD teaching. God's will for you is that you trust Him and take risks during challenging times. There are things you'll never know until you are ready to take the leap of faith and put your life in His hands. Defeat the work of the enemy in your life. Step out in faith and make your mark. Call or click for this valuable resource.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
The most important thing you can do in your life is have a personal, deep connection, relationship with Jesus. You know, many of us, we've asked Jesus to come into our hearts in the past. Maybe you kind of need to make a reboot, a start over. Some of you have never asked Jesus to come into your heart, come into your life. And this is the most important decision that you can make in your life. Please get on the phone. Give us the privilege and opportunity to pray with you for Jesus to come into your life.
This is your miracle day. Why? Because you're watching this program, you're receiving faith, but you're not just receiving it. Faith acts. Faith always has an activity. The Bible says faith without works is dead, non-productive. It's when you act in faith that it becomes productive. But when you act in God's kingdom and you sow seed in His kingdom, there's never just one harvest. There are many harvests, listen to me, from the same seed. So let's talk harvest. Let's get your faith up so high today that you've never had a nice house and God is you're going to sow a seed and believe for a nice house. I'm telling you, God is going to do some supernatural things as you watch this program. So I want to talk about Elijah and Elisha. When you look at Elijah, he moved in the miraculous, no question. But God never just, how can I say, God always gets such mileage. I say God is economical. He gets a lot out of the same seed. So God speaks to Elijah to throw his mantle on Elisha. And Elisha, you know, he's very wealthy. He has it made in the shade. But when that anointing hits him, he leaves it and sows. Now, what does he sow in Elijah's life? He ministers to him. He's a servant. Come on. You're loaded with money and you become somebody's servant? That's a seed. He washes his hands. He probably washed his dirty socks. He did everything. He stuck to him wherever Elijah went. There was Elisha. Now watch. Elijah says, you know, I'm going to be taken up in a whirlwind. And Elisha, he's the man of faith. He's the man of faith. He said, I want double what you have. What? Double. And listen to me. Faith is not simple. Faith is a battle. And Elijah told him, you've asked a hard thing. But if you see me when I go, you can have it. Now, watch what he does. Every place Elijah went, Elisha went with him. Why? Because I'm going to get double portion. I've been washing his hands, washing his socks, but I'm going to get his mantle. And I'm going to do double what he has done. See, believe for nothing in particular, get nothing in particular. So, you know, he follows him. And I see Elijah go to four different places, you know. But I'm telling you, Elisha's right there with him. And even the school of prophets try to discourage him. Don't you know your master's going to be taken from you today? And he says, shut up, I know what I'm doing. And he sticks with him. And so when Elijah is taken up, he drops his mantle. And Elisha, bold in faith, you know, he catches the mantle. But he's believing for double. He's believing for double. And so he goes, he takes the mantle and he strikes the water with it, the Jordan, and it worked just like it did for Elijah. And then something so wonderful, he begins to move in the miraculous. And what did he do? Well, right away he gets a miracle, bitter water in Jericho. God tells him what to do, listening to the Holy Spirit, throw salt into the water. And he throws salt into the water and it becomes sweet. And if you want to look at the miracles, count them. I'm serious. Of Elijah and Elisha, they're exactly double the number of miracles in Elisha's life. Well, how did he get it? He sowed. What are you believing God for? What's the vision of your heart? Are you believing God for a house? Are you believing God for a car? Are you believing God for your children to be used in a miraculous way? Are you believing for healing? I would say boldly to you, sow a seed and call us for prayer. Leave your prayer request, and we don't counsel, but we're going to believe God for you and that He's going to give you a special miracle. So I want to share with you how we got our house. Our first house. We had adopted Michael. We didn't have Sarah yet. And we also took an Indian girl from the reservation for the winter and took care of her so she could go to school. So they go down on the playground. So we're sewing in another life. They go down to the playground to play. And Marita came home and I said, where's Michael? I don't know. Some lady came and offered him a ride and he took it. So Michael has been condemned. I mean, not condemned. He's been taken, you know. So we don't know where he is or what's going on. So this is really scary. So we called the police, but we prayed first. And we said, God, you know, protect him, get him back to us safely. You know, he's been abducted. Don't let anything happen to him. And we named the timing an hour. We said, getting back to us in an hour, unharmed. We called the police. You said, oh, how can anything good come out of this? Now, remember, we've sowed a seed. We're taking care of a girl for a year that she can have education. So we called the police. The police came. We went to the playground and, you know, we talked to some of the people, kids on the playground. And then all at once, I saw Michael walking down the street with a woman. And this woman was mental. So the police, you know, went down and got her and got Michael. She hadn't hurt Michael, and we wanted her to be helped. And it happened within an hour. You say, well, how is that a blessing from the seed? Well, it got on the front page of the paper. Pastor lives in bad neighborhood. Son is kidnapped. And a man read it and called us and said, I feel led to build you a home at cost. And we felt led to receive it. Sowing, what leaves your hand and goes into his hand gets multiplied. Who would have ever dreamed that God would have done that for us, but he did it? Have you called in with a special vision on your heart, a special need that you have? And let us pray with you, but also, have you sown a seed? See, faith acts. Faith doesn't just talk. Faith acts. And act with that seed. And don't just act expecting some little knicky-knack thing. Because God gave us a home that we lived in for 31 years. We raised Sarah, and I had Sarah in, you know, while we were in that home. And God blessed us and multiplied from taking care and sowing that seed. What left our hand got into his hand and multiplied. But we lived there 31 years. And I said to my husband, we need a bigger house. We do entertaining. Oh, no, God gave us this house. I said, God has more than one house. So he wouldn't listen. And God said to me, just shut up and let me work with him. And one day he said, Marilyn, we need a bigger house. And God gave us a bigger house. You see, we go from faith to faith, strength to strength, glory to glory. Faith always is rising up into a better place. And I have something that would really help you. And this is called What's in Your Hand. And this is a CD of things I have been teaching, maybe even a little more, and you need to have it. So be sure you get it. Because folks, faith works. If you tell me, well, it doesn't work, too late to tell me that. I started on this journey of faith in 54. I would have been how old? Maybe, I don't know how old I was. My math is not that good. But now, I'll soon be 86, and it's still working. Oh, the miraculous life you can have from acting in faith and sowing seed. And maybe in the greatest time of your need, you sow seed. Then you get the greatest miracles because they come out of his hand. Remember, God loves you. He has miracles with your name on it. He said in Hebrews, surely blessing I will bless you and multiplying I'll multiply you. He said those same words to Abraham. And what are you? What am I? We're Abraham's seed. So surely blessing he blesses and multiplies he multiplies.
Are you ready to get your faith propelled? Do you want to know what kingdom plans God has for you? Marilyn and Sarah's new CD and DVD combo resource, What's in Your Hand, will help you discover the simple secrets of using what's in your hand to bring multiplication into your life. For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Marilyn's three-part DVD and Sarah's CD set that gives you the keys you need for supernatural living and the tools to fight fear by using what God places in your hand. We will also send you Marilyn's Make Your Mark CD teaching. God's will for you is that you trust Him and take risks during challenging times. There are things you'll never know until you are ready to take the leap of faith and put your life in His hands. Defeat the work of the enemy in your life. Step out in faith and make your mark. Call or click for this valuable resource.
If you have a passion to reach the lost and are ready to release the anointing of God into your life, then join us today by becoming a partner. When you become a $30 a month partner with Marilyn and Sarah, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, our exclusive partner CD set featuring 12 never-before-released teachings, the Majesty coffee table book, and more. Call or click today and help Marilyn and Sarah cover the earth with the word. Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed.
I want to activate your faith right now. Yes, let's do this together. You know, two or three, just you, just me. You maybe have two or three people with you. Let's activate faith. Let's not just hear about it. Let's activate it. So, put your hands out. You know, Jesus even said that believers would lay hands on the sick and they would recover. What's in our hands? Miracles. What's in your hand that you can sow that will bring an unusual miracle in the kingdom that keeps working? Are you ready? So get your hands out. Do what I tell you. Don't be rebellious. So, Father, I pray for everyone watching right now with me that you are going to multiply the seed that is sown from their hands. And that it's not going to be one harvest. It's going to be many harvests from this special seed. Thank you, Father. All things are possible to him that believeth. And we believe in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want you to call right now and tell what you're believing for. So, you know, get specific. Well, nothing in particular. Then you get nothing in particular. Get specific in what you're believing for. And then we are going to pray with you because God is going to show you the seed that you're going to sow, the amount he wants you to sow for the miracles that are going to continue to flow in your life. Why not? You're sowing in the kingdom. Earthly kingdom has one harvest. God's kingdom has many harvests from the same seed. So now, expect miracles now.